Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the fifth Aliyah in Parsha's Lech Lecha, that's Perek Yudalid, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Vayera Melch Zdem al Avram, and the king of Zdem said to Avram, Telia Nefesh, you give me the people of Aruchosh Kachloch, and you take the possessions. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Telia Nefesh, Hashvi Shalishi Tzalto, the captives of mine that you saved, Hachzer Li Agufim Levadom, just give me back their bodies, and you could take all of the possessions. Back to Chomish Pasuk Chaf Beis, Vayera Avram Melch Zdem, Avram said to the king of Zdem, Hari Moisi Yodi al Hashem Kel Elyon, I raise my hand to Hashem Kel Elyon, Kene Shemayim Va'aretz, the choir of Shemayim and Aretz, and Michut Vatzroch Nal, if from a thread to a shoelace, Vim Ekach Mikol Asher Lach, if I take anything that's yours, V'loy Soymer Ani Ashatis Avram, so that you shouldn't say that I made Avram wealthy. Bil Adai, far from me, Rak Asher Achlo An Arim, whatever the lads ate, V'chelik Ha Anashim Asher Hochu Iti, and the portion of the men that went with me, Honor Eshkel Mamre, Hem Yikul Chelkom, Honor Eshkel Mamre, they'll also take their portion. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Beis, Hari Moisi Yadi L'Shein Shvu, this is an expression of an oath. Meir Mani Yis Yadi L'Kel Elyon, I'm raising my hand to Hashem, taking an oath. V'chein binishbati, nishba'ani, I'm swearing. V'chein nosati kesav asadik, kach meni, noisani locha kesav asadik, v'chein imeni. Pasuk of Gimel and Rashi, emichot v'atzroich nal, a'akev v'atzmi im ha'shevi, I'm not going to take even the slightest thread or shoelace. V'im ekach mikol asher loch, v'im timer, if you're going to tell me, los isli schari beiz gona zecho, that you're going to pay me from your treasury, lo ekach, I'm not going to take anything. V'lo yisomer, you're not going to be able to say that you made me wealthy. Shagosh baruch hu avtichein ilashreini, because Hashem, he was the one that promised that he's going to make me wealthy. Shenamar says, Vavarachacha. Pasuk of Dalin Rashi, Hanaarim, these lads, Avodai, these are referring to my servants, Asher Holchu Iti, they went with me, Vaidin, also honor Ereshko Marme, Aval Bisha Vadai Nechzul HaMochama, even though only my servants went to wage war with me. Shenamar says, Hu Vavade Vayakim, Vaonar Vachaver of Yashval Kem Lishmar, and honor and his friends, they didn't wage war, they were just sitting by the gear and they were guarding it, Afiluhachi, even so, Hem Yechu Chalcham, they're going to get their portion. Or Menu Lama David, and David Melch actually learned from Avram. Shamar says, Kechel Kayer Lamachama, Uchel Kayeshval Kelim Yachtav Yachloku, that the people that went to wage war and the people that guard the gear, they split everything evenly. And that's why it says, it was from that day and upwards, and it was established as Chayku Mishpat. V'loinemar doesn't say V'hala, it was from that day and onwards, it says it was from that day and upwards. Because this Chayk, this rule was already established in the days of Avram, that the people that watched the gear, they take an even portion among the people that went out to war. And back to Chumash Perek Tezvav Pasuk Aleph, after these things, the word of Hashem was to Avram in a vision, saying, "Al tira Avram, do not be afraid, Avram. Anochi magin loch, I am a magin to you. Scharcha harbe ma'od, your reward is very great." Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk aleph. What's going on over here? Achar dvar ma'ile. Kol makim shenemar. Anytime it says the word achar, samach, that means right afterwards. If it says the word achare, muflag, that means a lot of time has elapsed. Achar dvar ma'ile. Achar shenaslo nes zesha argis hamalachim. After this nes happened that he killed all the kings, va'yodayik va'omer, and he was worried and he said, "Shemin kibalti schar kol tzikosai. Perhaps I received reward for all of my good deeds." That's why Hashem told him, first of all, Al tira Avram, Anochi magin loch min oynish, I'm going to protect you from punishment. Shalai te'anish akol oysen fashis she'aragta, you're not going to be punished for all those souls that you killed. And umashat te'doy al kibul schorcha, that which you worried about having received your reward already, schorcha harbe ma'oyn, your reward is great, so you don't have to worry about that. So back to Chomish Pasuk Beis, Vayemer Avram, Avram said, Hashem leikim, mati tenli, what can you give me? Vanochi alech hariri, I'm going childless. Uben meshek Beisi, the master of my affairs, the one that runs my house, who damesek Eliezer, that's damesek Eliezer. Vayemer Avram, and Avram said, Hain li, behold to me, loinasata zara, you didn't give any offspring. Vihine ben besi yerush isi, behold the one who's in my house, he's going to inherit me, meaning Eliezer's going to inherit me, not my own child. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis, and take a look at the second Rashi, uben meshek besi, kitar gumai, shakol besi nizun alpiv, my entire house is upheld, is sustained by him. Kamai v'alpicha yishak, apatrapashali, he's like my manager. V'ilu haya li ben, if I had a son, haya benim munal shali, so my son would be appointed over everything. Damesek, what's the understanding of his name, Damesek Eliezer? Lefi atargum, midamesek haya. He was from Damascus. Well, if you measure Shagada, it's Sharadav Hamalachim ad Damascus. He pursued the kings all the way until Damascus. Abgamar Shalon, who darshun itrikon, Argamar darshuns it as a shortened version of the words, Daila umashka mitaris rabbi lacherim. He would draw forth from the tyra of his master and give it to others to drink. He would teach others tyra from his master Avram. Pazagimel and Rashi, Avram said, Hain li loinus atazar, you didn't give me kids. Umata elis bechosher titan li. So what gain is there in everything that you're going to give me if I don't have a child? So Patachomish Pazag Dalad, Vihine Dvarashem Elov Lamar, the word of Hashem was to him, saying, Lo yirash chazeh, this one will not inherit you. Kimas asher yetim me'echo hu yirashecho, only one that comes from you, he's going to inherit you. Vayetza yisa achutz, and he took him outside. Vayyamer, and he said, Habet no ashamayma, gaze at the heavens. Usfarah kai chavim, and count the stars. Emtu chalis barisam, can you count them? Vayyamer lay, and he told him, Koi yazarecha, so shall be your offspring. Vehemin b'Hashem, and he trusted in Hashem, v'yachsheveho loy tzedakah, and Hashem treated it as a righteousness. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Hey. Vayetza yisa achutz, fi pshute, the simple understanding is, stars, Hakchavim, he took him out of his tent to look at the stars. And according to the Medrash, Amar Lai Hashem told him, take yourself out of your astronomical calculations. You saw in astronomy, you saw in all your mazalis, that you're not going to end up having a child. Avram ain't a hilid ben. Avram is not going to have a son. Avraham yeshlei ben. Avraham will have a son. V'chein Sarai le teled. Sarai will not have a child. Aval Sarah teled. Sarah will have a child. Ani kar lechem shem acher. I'm going to give you another name. V'yishtana hamazel, and your mazel is going to change. Davar acher. Another understanding is ha'tzia mechalol shel olam. He actually took him out of the world. V'gbiel lemal menakachavim, and he picked him up above the stars. V'zehu l'shain habata. This is the expression of habata. Habet no hashemayma milamal lamata. Habata is always from above down below. So he was looking at the stars, but he wasn't right outside his tent looking up. He was actually above the stars looking down at them. And he trusted Hashem. He didn't ask him for a sign to prove how does he know he's going to have a child. But in regards to inheriting the land, Hashem told him the next Aliyah that his offspring are going to inherit Eretz Yisrael. He asked him for a sign. And he said, how am I supposed to know? Hashem treated it as a righteousness. Hashem treated the fact that Avram had trusted in him as a schus, as a merit and as righteousness. Now, another way of understanding Bama'eda, when he said these words, Bama'eda, he wasn't asking for a sign, how am I supposed to know that we're going to inherit Eretz Yisrael? If he was telling Hashem, tell me with what merit Klal Yisrael is going to be able to stay in Eretz Yisrael. Hashem told him, all the karbanos that you're going to bring right now, and that's being discussed in the next Aliyah. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up the shishi tomorrow. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.